Warning: some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. In order to understand the present, we often have to look back to the past. In this instance, we need to go back a few decades to Baltimore, Maryland. In the 1940s, the city boomed because of something known as defense plants. Airplanes, ships, and other vehicles were being built en masse for the war effort. As a result, a large number of workers moved into the area to work at these plants, and after the war, they remained as manufacturing shifted to homes, cars, and appliances in the post-war industrial boom. As the factories outgrew their city facilities, they moved out to suburban industrial parks, and as a result, so did the workers. By the dawn of the 1950s, Baltimore's population stood at a steady 950,000, and a man called Thomas D'Alessandro Jr. became the mayor of Baltimore in 1947, a position he would hold until 1959. However, like so many other things, everything in the city was not as perfect as it seemed on the surface. Because in 1953, a 13-year-old girl and her 11-year-old cousin were taken to a Baltimore home on July 20th and held captive for 8 days by a group of 12 men. During these horrific 8 days, these two children were repeatedly raped, beaten, and tortured by these men. Subsequently, all 12 of these men were arrested and were identified in lineups and set to stand trial. One of these men was called Franklin Roosevelt D'Alessandro, the son of the city's mayor. And so the rape trials proceeded, and D'Alessandro was not only positively identified by the two young victims, but also by his fellow perpetrators. He was identified as not only having taken part in these heinous rapes and tortures of these two innocent children, but as the one who initially found the home where the victims were to later be held. Despite this, out of all the accused, the mayor's son was the only one of the 12 men who were acquitted on all charges. He was later charged again for perjury for having lied in his rape trial, but again, this charge miraculously disappeared. There was speculation at the time that his father pulled political strings and used his position to get his son acquitted, but this was silenced and swept under the rug by a corrupt and broken system. Only recently has this travesty of justice been confirmed in the release of once classified FBI documents on the ex-Democratic mayor. You may be wondering why this is relevant to the world we live in now. Well, you see, Franklin Roosevelt D'Alessandro was not the only child of this corrupt politician. He also, amongst his many other children, had a daughter. A daughter called Nancy. She no longer goes by her maiden name, however. You will now know her as Nancy Pelosi. A woman who was raised in a family who thought they were above the law and who used their political power to not only massively gain financially, but to cover up their dark legacy and their crimes. The apple never falls far from the tree.
No one is above the law. No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
Enemies of the state.
Freedom, individual liberty, and the constitution. Thank you.